He knew he was an animal, never satisfied with the hunt, but with the carnage of as he claimed the massacres of his past, recollecting his brothers in Boston over tea parties of political protests, Tubman and subways, riding that Metro North Star to free dome, he argued, what's in a man? Never knowing whether his cup was half full or half empty, he drank as the moon shined ever clearly under Shakespeare's Twelfth Night, bombarded by devilish shots of Bombay that sprung crystal palaces into his heart that was always on the rocks. He searched for skinny girls in New Amsterdam. They called him Captain Julius. Seize her because he sold her 500 Midsummer Night Dreams on his green screen of facades, his illusion. This mirage was his only way to show her he loved her without losing her. So he captured her storms, silenced her sonnets, and fade to black, her stellar perceptions of time, what's in a man? Is it the minute hand or the hour hand that lurks for bodies as the Mayan calendar cries out for redemption as a boy watches her Tennessee locomotives named Desire pass him by over the junction in her apple-bottom jeans at the core of the Big Apple that paved way to her fruitful art. I want to make love to your art, he said. His home was in her heart, but this misanthrope only measured waistlines, and would waste lines of potent images. He laid waste to her mind, but he couldn't expose Langston Hughes of his deferred dreams as Harlem shakes the menageries that contain mosaic glasses of their past. They were never supposed to last this long. What's in a man? A will of fire so furious that it couldn't be tarnished by the tears of weeping widows or hopeless hubris as angels of anguish anxiously attack my tedious tantrum. So surreal on these isolated islands, never needed nothing but Adam's apples, marvelous 1501 masterpieces by Michelangelo and new knees to kneel on. But it hurts to say that I won't be able to stand as tall under Goliath through these riots, but I'll stand as firm as David in Eden, as fluorescent flowers of Florence sprout seductively beneath my feet, and as those evergreen leaves